Hey there, this is Charles, and welcome back to the Mindfully Masculine podcast. In this episode, Dan and I will continue discussing Self-Care for Men by Garrett Muntz, and we'll specifically get into details on how, where, and when we each get our hair cut and offer some tips and advice. Please follow or subscribe to the show in your chosen podcast app or check out our full video episodes available on YouTube. Just look for Mindfully Masculine. Thanks and enjoy.
Hey, Charles. Good afternoon.
Hello again, Dan. How we doing?
Doing well.
Good. Me too. Where are you getting your haircut these days?
I am going to Sport Clips.
The one right here in Lake Mary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I've gone to that one before, off and on. Depends really where I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenient for me based on where I'm at, then I'll go to that one. Right now, the Sport Clips that's closest to me is the one over in Hamlin, which is a little town outside of Winter Garden. But I've been going to, off and on for a couple years now, Nick's Barbershop. He's over in the off Conroy Road by the Universal neck of the woods. And I go to him, and he does a good job. It's Nick's Barbershop, and I go to Nick, the owner, and he's an Italian guy, so we can talk about all those deeply Italian cultural things that I'm into.
What you're going to order at dinner tonight.
Like what I'm going to order at dinner tonight. But he's also really into cruising, so we talk about that a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a big fan of going on Royal Caribbean cruises specifically.
Right
up my alley. So we talked about that on the last haircut two days ago. I got my haircut. We were talking about the single studios that are available on some Royal Caribbean ships for people who are taking cruises by themselves, which I need to figure out how to get into one of those. They're not easily searchable on Royal Caribbean's website. You got to have access to a search engine that I think generally just the travel agents can see. So I may have to talk to, I've got a couple friends in the business, so I may talk to one of them. I know we're still in February when we're recording this, but I got a lot of crap scheduled for the rest of this year, and it's going to be tough to find a spot. So yeah, you're going to a hairstylist right now. I'm currently going to a barber, so we can share our opinions on some of the things that we get into. Typically barbers are barbers because they're trained to do shaves and beard trims as well as haircuts, whereas hairstylists have some other skills such as coloring hair, doing perms, and I think there was one other thing besides perms and coloring that
they talked about. Manicures, actually.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so I guess they could use a cosmetology license, or I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They go to cosmetology school. And
okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah, I didn't realize just because you're going to be cutting hair, you also need to learn how to give a manicure. Maybe that's not the case for every school, but
I wouldn't think so because, I doubt people that do my nails could also do my hair, but maybe I've got a friend in the business. Maybe I'll ask her. Yeah. Okay. So, barbers will usually be more familiar with and more practiced at short hairstyles that use clippers, and they can certainly use scissors and do use scissors, but if you're doing a clipper only cut, that's usually something you'd go to a barber for.
Yeah.
They don't often wash the hair before cutting it. In my case, they don't often wash the hair after cutting it either. And they, again, don't usually do color, but typically you're in and out of the chair pretty quick. I would say between 12 and 15 minutes is probably, maybe a little longer, maybe 17 or 18 minutes on the high end. But he's pretty quick.
Yeah.
And especially when I'm getting my hair cut like this, it does not take much time for him to do that. They're also usually cheaper because they're faster. So those are the features of a barber. With a hairstylist, yes, they do have a cosmetology license. They go to cosmetology school, color perm, and get manicures, like you said. You would go to a stylist if you want them to spend a little bit more time on your hair. Generally, if you have a longer hairstyle or want to keep a longer hairstyle, they may have some additional skills because I would imagine that cutting a man's hair in a long hairstyle is similar to cutting a woman's hair in a long hairstyle. And they're generally cutting more women's hair than men's hair in a hairstylist, unless it's a hairstylist or salon for men like Sport Clips. You would not go to one if you don't want to spend the time in the chair or possibly spend some extra money. It's funny, when my ex-wife used to go to a stylist, it was very expensive because she would get her hair colored and cut. And at first, I was like, wow, that's a lot of money to spend on your hair. But then I realized when I have my hair short like this, I'm going every 10 to 14 days to get it cut.
Wow.
And she could go literally months. And so if you added up what I was spending over a quarter versus what she was spending over a quarter, I think I was probably more expensive than she was.
That's such a princess.
Look, when you have your hair this short, it grows out and stops looking the way that you want it to look very quickly.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks. the hair on the side is three times as long as it is right now. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I go every 5-6 weeks, yeah, something like that. Yeah, because it grows out longer, so I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
And definitely doesn't look as good as day one or day seven, but it's tolerable. I can make it work.
Yeah, I knew a guy who, he would get his hair cut twice a year.
Whoa.
And he would basically have them go no guard when he would go to just no guard all over with clippers. It wasn't shaved bald, but it was essentially bald.
Okay.
And then he would let it just grow however it grew for 6 months, and then he would get it all buzzed off again.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, okay. He was keeping a lot of money on the table that I do not. But I would say around month number six, he was looking like he needed a haircut.
That's not bad. That means he's got 5 months of where he's looking okay, right?
In month six, he was looking like he needed a haircut 4 months ago. So, yeah, that is one approach, but not one that I recommend. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about how much we pay for haircuts. We probably pay pretty close to the same, even though you're getting a lot more services for yours than I'm getting for mine.
Yeah. I mean, it comes out to, I think it's like $35, but then you can get, like at Sport Clips, you can get like
the double MVP.
You can get, right. You can get the upgrades, but you can also get a pre-buy.
Oh, yeah.
A ticket,
yeah,
for three of them. And then you save like 10, 20 bucks or 10, 20%.
Gotcha.
So you save a couple dollars that way. But yeah, MVP, you can go back there, you get a haircut, you get a wash, you get a massage. It's not, and a little vibrating seat. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, when I used to go there, my stylist,
hot towel on your face.
Her name was Haley.
Yeah.
And she told me that one time a guy bought like 10 MVP upgrades. Where he just sat there and she like...
I've heard that as well.
Gave the hot towel treatment like 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
And that seems like a lot of money to spend and a lot of time. I think I would get more out of just going to pay for a facial or a massage.
Right. But that's the thing though is...
But you're right there.
That's right. Sport Clips also, again, talk about it, bridges the gap there between a barbershop and like a full like salon or a typical woman's spa type of thing.
Yeah.
Because you get some of those nicer services where you get the hot towel and you get a massage, you get the hair wash and everything, but it's also Sport Clips. So it's not quite as quote unquote girly as walking into a spa, like a salon in the mall.
How can we get men to spend money on these luxurious treatments? I got an idea. Let's put a TV in front of them and put a sports ball game on the TV. And then they'll be willing to...
And then they decorate the whole place. And for a while, I think they were wearing like referee outfits, I think. Or they looked a little bit like Foot Locker type of outfits.
There's one I used to go to also Lake Mary called Big League Haircuts. And it was the same kind of concept, same deal.
Yeah.
Where it's, we'll do all these feel-good treatments to you and you won't feel effeminate because we'll put sports on in the background, which... It's ridiculous. From a marketing standpoint, hey, more power to you.
Look at how successful Sport Clips is. It is enormous. They're like almost in all 50 states there. It is huge. Like that franchise is doing very well.
That's interesting. I wonder, what are the other...
Because of that.
What are the other things you could brand a salon as that would make men feel okay with that?
Like a bar.
Yeah, I was going to say a bar. Right. If I'm sure somebody has done like a Hooters, Wing House type of thing, you know, where, you know, you make the girls wear skimpy outfits, that would probably go over pretty well. Mm. Something outdoors or hunting related would probably go over.
Yeah.
Just, you know, all the things that...
Hunt clips.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it is funny to think about all the hoops that men and people who market to men feel like they have to go through to make it okay to enjoy things that all humans would enjoy. Any reasonable human would enjoy having his face or her face covered with a hot towel and his or her scalp massage, but we have to package it as sports related so that guys can feel okay about it. Mm. Boy, when's the meteor hit?
Lower the barrier to entry, man.
I guess. Okay. So you're paying 35-ish plus upgrade.
Plus tip.
Little bit. Yeah. Plus tip, plus upgrades, plus a little bit less if you buy in bulk. Place I go to just recently went from, I think, $23 to $25. And
that's pretty good.
While technically one doesn't need to pay the owner of an establishment a tip, I still tip the guy anyway, just because I do feel like it might help when they don't do appointments. So it's basically you go in and you write your name and phone number down, and then they call you when it's your turn.
Yeah.
I do feel like being a long-term customer, maybe who tips well, has gotten me.
It does make a difference.
Bumps a little bit. Yeah, I think I may have been served a little faster as a result.
Absolutely. You are definitely, yeah, if push comes to shove and it's you versus somebody else.
Yeah.
Your personality and the relationship you have, absolutely. But
right, the personality sets back a couple turns, but
generous, well-paid customer,
you know, makes up for it. Yeah. Okay, so here's some advice on haircuts. Get on a schedule. I agree with that. If you want to look consistent and you have a look that you're curating, which you probably do with the way that you dress and the way that you go to the gym or don't, the way you take care of your skin, the way you take care of your hair. To keep it consistent, you got to need to say, okay, I'm just a guy who goes to the barber every 2 weeks. And so you're not going to, depending on when you run into me at the store, I might not, you know, I'm not going to look really bad or really good depending on when I got my haircut last.
So question for you, do you see your hair change in terms of how quickly it grows depending on the season?
Not that I notice, no. I think it probably stays pretty.
Mine grows a little bit slower in the wintertime.
Slower in the winter. Interesting.
I'm outside less, I'm spending time, but I feel like things for me grow a little bit faster when it's warmer out. Nails, hair. Yeah. Not you.
If you say so.
N equals one.
It's to say, again, Dan's evidence is vibes.
Yeah. Look up my vibes.
Yeah. Dan'sVibes.com. He's going to start tracking everything.
Ooh, name cheap. Hold on.
Okay. So yeah, get on schedule. This is a big one. Use pictures, not words.
Yeah, you've always had given that advice, and I think it's solid.
Yeah, I don't speak barber, and I don't speak stylist. So me trying to tell them what to do, it's either going to be me trying to explain it in words they don't understand, or me trying to use their words and using them incorrectly. I don't know the difference between a taper and a fade.
Yeah.
And so...
right. And it goes to show, I think it makes sense in any respect, is if you're going to a professional... You don't tell them how to bake the cake or make the sausage. You say, I just want the result. I want this. I want the cake to look like this. I want this kind of sausage. I want this kind of haircut, right? You don't necessarily need to tell them, okay, use this and everything. If they ask you specifically, what kind of length of a razor should I be using? That's different.
Yeah, like my barber will ask me because he sees...
Again, it's the end result that you're going for.
With him being as quick as he is, he sees a lot of people. So I don't expect him to remember the details, but he'll say... We do a number two on the side, and I'll have to say, no, actually, Nick, let's do a one on the side. And I remember stuff like that. Now, sport clips, Haley would we change this, you put it in the database, and whenever, I checked in, it would print out the thing, and whoever was cutting my hair would see, okay, last time we did this and this. And so that's good. So if you're going to a place that has that kind of tech, good for you. Mine, I have to remember, I like a one on the sides and the back. And that's... But for the most part, if I'm doing anything different that he hasn't done before or I haven't had done before, then I go on Pinterest, I find some pictures, and I have it on my phone and say, let's do this. And then sometimes Nick will roast me because I showed him a picture of, I think it was the actor Charlie Hunnam at a film premiere or something. I was like, I'd like something like what he's got going, something like that. And Nick's, that guy's got a lot more hair than you. I said to him, I was like, is this a roast? Come on, just do what you can do. And yeah, be ready for that, especially if you go to an old Italian barber.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, always be ready with pictures. And yeah, the last thing is they're the experts. Your hairstylist. Oh, here's one huge thing I'm glad I didn't forget. I will offer a caution. Do not, if you go to a young man who is a barber, you better like his haircut. Because in my experience, young men who are barbers, they're giving you their haircut at some level. It's going to be some version of their haircut, where older guys and women, I've not ever had that problem with them. But with young men who cut hair, I always end up getting some version of their haircut.
Question.
Instead of
are they cutting their own hair?
No, I don't think they are.
Okay. So
I think they just have they see haircuts and they're around barbers so much that they have very strong biases of the kinds of things that look good.
Okay.
And I've asked some of them before, I don't like when they do razor work around my hairline. For some hairstyles, you get out the razor and you make very sharp lines for where the hairline is. And I don't like that. I don't think it looks good on me. And so I've said, no razor work on the hairline, please. And they've gone close to doing it. And I was like, whoa, no.
Is it just they're in their own world and just don't pay attention?
I think it's because,
they think
they do 40 haircuts a day and 30 of them
Yeah, but
people don't voice a preference.
They're just in the zone.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, okay.
And again, they're new to the job.
Yeah.
They're gaining experience. Them and all of their friends have the same haircut. And so it's just, okay, you put a guy in the seat and you're going to.
Has that ever happened to you when you're going for a massage where you said, hey, this specific area is painful, or I need you to work on this, or I need you to avoid that? And they do or they don't?
Okay. No, I've
had a lot of.
They pretty much do exactly what I tell them to. The only,
nice.
And the only directive I usually give is either here's where it hurts, or
yeah,
I'm a little ticklish on my knees and my feet, mostly my feet. So massage my feet, but be firm with it. Mm-hmm. Don't be just brushing against the bottoms of my feet. Otherwise, I'm going to kick you. And they generally take that pretty seriously.
Right. Yeah.
But speaking of massages, I have the time for it today. I may skip going to dinner with my men's group and hit the mall and get a chair massage instead. It's been a few weeks since I've gotten one.
And yeah.
And I am such a fan that, and I'd never done one until you told me about it, but geez, a 20 or 30 minute chair massage.
It's amazing what it'll do.
Yeah. And again, in some ways, and you disagreed with me on this, but in some ways I like it better than a regular massage because I don't have to get undressed. I don't have to have all the oil on my body. I don't have to feel like, even with the hot towel they give you, I still feel like I need a shower. Where with a chair massage,
it's definitely a quicker.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
It makes sense in a way. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to be, but if I'm going to, and getting a full body, I want it to be a nice place. I want to be able to relax and I want the music and.
Yeah, I've said before, I may re-up my membership at a place like Hand in Stone or something like that where I can, because the best would, what I loved the most, I got the most relaxation out of was when I would wait a month and then book a back-to-back facial and a massage.
Yeah.
And make it a whole 2.5 hour thing of, okay, that's it. I'm taking the afternoon off and I'm going to do a facial followed by a massage. And man, that's a good way to spend an afternoon.
The best thing I've ever done was I've gotten over the resistance to making an appointment before I'm leaving. And I actually make that appointment for the
next week. Yeah, we talked about that. And I can't do it.
Here's the thing, though, is the best thing in the world is you forget you make it, and then you look at the calendar, and then all of a sudden it pops up. You got a reminder, hey, you got a massage on Tuesday, and it's, oh my God, it's the greatest surprise, and actually. I love it, yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so that covers, again, Dan's a hairstylist guy. Right now I'm a barber guy. I may switch back eventually, but yeah, there's pluses and minuses to both. Do what works for you. And again, I would say, if you're doing easy, short haircuts, and the time and the money is a factor, as it is for most of us, that a barber's probably going to be able to do everything you need. But once your hair gets to Dan's length or a little bit longer, then there may be some value in somebody who spends most of their day using scissors instead of clippers.
The other thing that you mentioned, and I do as well, is when you're going to a new place, I would lean towards trying to get an appointment with either the owner or the manager of the place.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have the most experience, and I feel like you're going to get the best experience also from that person. So if it's possible, I would pay, even if it costs a couple extra bucks,
yeah,
I would do that. If you're going to a new place, you move to a new town, or you're out of town for whatever reason, you get a haircut, just a little piece of.
And the other thing, if they're the owner or the manager, you could say something to them along the lines of, hey, I have to squeeze in haircuts when I can squeeze them in. I can't really schedule them that far in advance. If you're not available, who else do you think would be good?
Great.
Based on my kind of hair and the cut and the way I like you to cut it?
Great question.
Who's the next best person after you to cut my hair? And because they care about the whole place making money, not just themselves, and they're gonna give you the best answer.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good thing to consider. All right. So we have, in quick succession here, we've covered hair dryers, hair product, and haircuts.
Who would have thunk?
So yeah, we knocked through all three of them pretty quickly. You guys will have to wait weeks to hear these all at the same time.
Got a nice little backlog.
Yeah, absolutely. As we gear up for our new special secret project that you and I start recording on Sunday.
Yeah.
It'll be a completely separate podcast for Mindfully Masculine. We'll probably share the first episode on the Mindfully Masculine feed, so you'll get the first episode of it with your normal subscribe download. Hopefully you subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcast app, and then you'll get it automatically. But yeah, then the remaining episodes we'll just have on their own feed, and you can find those and listen to them when you need them, I think would be the appropriate teaser.
Super excited for this. You've put a lot of hard work into this.
And I still am every day.
Sweat and tears. So Charles has definitely put a lot of TLC into this, and I think it's going to pay off.
Yeah, and I hope so.
A lot of value for a lot of people.
I hope so. We'll see. I've got high hopes. I think we are all set, Dan. Thanks very much. And you and I are going to have a few weeks of not recording episodes for this podcast and focusing on the other one. So hopefully a lot. We'll have a big, long intro to our next episode.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, you made it through the whole thing, so you must like us at least a little bit. In which case, you should definitely follow or subscribe to our show in your chosen podcast app. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time.